想说圣经。
This morning we want to read two passages.
我们先读约翰一书第一章第五节。
Let's first look at 1 John chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节到第七节
Verses 5-7 This is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
第四章第十六节
Chapter 4, verse 16.
四章十六节
Chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
好不好大家一同来读这一节圣经
Let us read this verse together. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
好我们再从第八节读到第十节
Let's read from verses 8 to 10.
一起来读好、啊、
Let's read it together.He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
好，我们暂时先读这两处圣经。
We'll finish reading our passages here for now.
今天早晨我们要和大家来谈一谈我们对神的认识和对神的经历。
This morning we'd like to talk about how much we know of the Lord and what experiences we've had with him.
就是到底我们所信的神是怎样的一位神。
It is to know what kind of a God have we believed in.
我们怎么知道有他我们怎么知道来经历他
How do we come to know him and experience him?
哦，当我们信了主了之后，我们住在主里边，我们会有一种怎样的感觉
？And when we first believe in the Lord and when we abide in him, what kind of a feeling do we have?
刚才我们所读的两处圣经就讲到两件事情。
The two passages we've just read mentions two things.
一件是讲到神就是光。
The first is that God is light.
啊，第二件就讲了神就是爱。
The second is that God is love.
这个就是告诉我们说，当我们遇见了神之后
，This is to say that when we meet the Lord.
如果我们真的我们和神有了很好的交通
，And we have good fellowship with our God.
就第一个情形就是啊，神的光会照到我们的里面。
The first condition is that God's light will shine into us.
这个光照亮我们，叫我们认识那个真实的情形。
This light illuminates us so that we recognize what is the truth.
有的时候我们住在一个房间里。
Sometimes we live in a room.
当有外面一些阳光照射进来的时候。
And when a ray of sunlight comes through.
你会看见啊，在那些阳光当中啊。那个空气里面就有好多的灰尘。
You will see that in the air there are many dust particles.
如果没有那个光照进来的话呢，我们还觉得这空气好像很干净，什么都没有了。
And so without the light shining in, we would think that the air around us is really clean and there's nothing.
但是阳光一照啊，就发现这空气里面好多的灰尘，也可能很多的细菌。
And so when you see the sunlight coming through, you'll see many dust particles and perhaps even Germs.
我个人的经历就是这样子。
And so this is my experience.
在我没有信主耶稣之前
，That before I believed in the Lord，
我就觉得自己是个很好的好人。
I felt that I was truly a good person.
因为我从小我们在家里边呢， 我们的亲戚朋友都称赞我是个好孩子。
Because ever since I was young, my relatives and family always said that I was a good child.
我在学校里读书的时候，老师也称赞我是个好学生。
And when I went to school, the teachers would say I'm a good student.
所以我总是觉得我自己是个很好的人。
So I kept thinking that I am such a good person.
如果有人传福音给我说，你是个罪人，要信耶稣。
And if someone were to say to me, you are a sinner and you need to believe in Jesus.
那我一定不肯接受。我说怎么，我怎么会是个罪人呢？
Then for sure I would not accept this because I would say, how can I be a sinner?
但是当有一天我真正信了主，遇见了主了之后。
But one day when I have truly believed in the Lord and met him.
那神就是光啊。
God is light.
光一照到我的里面。
And when this light shines within us.
我就看见自己真是充满了很多误会和败坏。
That I can see that there's so much corruption in me.
我看见原来我自己是这么样一个自私的人。
Then I will see that what a selfish person I really am.
原来我里面也充满了许多的那个这个仇恨的东西。
And that within me there is so much hate.
也充满很多的骄傲。
A lot of pride.
充满很多的嫉妒。
A lot of jealousy.
充满很多很多。误会败坏的东西
A lot of corruption and fallenness in me
比方说一件事情吧
For example
我从前是不会承认自己是偷取过东西的
In the past I did not admit that I
没偷取 没偷过东西
I never stole anything
但是当神的光照到我里面之后啊
But when the Lord's light shines upon us
神就叫我看见
God causes me to see
你还说你没有偷过东西
You said that you have not stolen anything.
那一天你趁着你父亲不在家的时候
Well, what about that day when your dad was not at home?
你就把父亲的抽屉打开
And then you open your dad's drawer.
看见里面有很多的父亲的钞票
And you see a lot of the Lord, a lot of your father's money.
你就偷偷的拿了5块钱
And you have stolen $5.
所以神就叫我想起，原来我也是一个偷东西的人。
And so God says to me that you are truly someone who steals.
是当神的光一照啊，我就发觉我只是个充满各样误会败坏的人呐。
So when God's light shines upon me, I see what a fallen and corrupt person I am.
还有一件事情呢。
There's also another thing.
就在我没有信主之前呐。
That before I believed in the Lord.
我好像生活在一个黑暗的世界里面。
It seems like I was living in a time of darkness.
就像一个黑暗的房子里面一样。
It's just like it's a dark room.
我是糊里糊涂的做人的。
And I was being a person that was not clear about things.
我不晓得我这个人是为什么有的。
I did not know why I existed.
我也不晓得我到底活在这个世界上是做什么的。
And I did not know why I was living on this earth.
我只是跟着许多人一样。
I was just like many other people.
别人读书我也去读书。
People who study, I study.
别人做事我也去做事。
People do things, I do things.
人家是怎么样的，我就跟着怎么样。
Whatever other people were doing, I did as well.
但等到我信了主耶稣之后。
But yet after I believed in the Lord.
这个神的光就照到我的里面。
The light of God has shone within me.
他叫我看见人生真实的意义。
And it shows me what is the true purpose of living.
他叫我知道我做人的目的。
And it causes me to know what is the purpose of my
existence. 他知道我为人在世上那个价值在哪里。
And it allows me to see what is the value of living.
是神把他的荣耀向我显现了之后。
So when God shows his glory to me.
我就像从那黑暗的屋子里面呢，就进到光明的里边。
And so for me, I have gone from darkness into light.
神把光明的远景就摆在我的跟前。
That God has placed His glorious future before us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是我们遇见神的经历。
This is our meeting of God.
所以一个人呐，有没有真正信主
？And so, if a person has not truly believed in the Lord,
他是不真正和神之间有交通
？And they do not have true fellowship with the Lord.
就第一件事情，要看他是不是行在光中。
It's you need to see whether they're walking in the light.
看有没有光照亮他的心灵里边。
Is there light shining within that person's heart?
就是当你说错话的时候。
It's when you say something wrong.
或者当你这生气发怒的时候。
Or when you are angry.
有没有神的光照在你里边呢？叫你感觉很羞愧。
And is there God's light shining upon you so that you can feel convicted?
当你得罪别人的时候。
When you offend somebody,
你会不会在神的面前蒙光说，神啊，我真是亏欠你的荣耀。
You say, well, Lord, I've really fallen short of your glory.
你会去向神认罪。
You will confess your sins to the Lord.
你会去向人认罪。
You will confess your sins to one another.
说一个人有没有遇见神，就看这个人有没有梦到神的光照。
And so if a person has met the Lord or not, it's what they have seen the light of God.
啊，等到我们这样光照，看见自己误会败坏。
And so when God's light shines upon us and we see how fallen we are.
那并且我们在主耶稣的宝血底下求主洁净。
And so we really ask the Lord to cleanse us.
我们这是遇见神的经历。
And so this is our experience of meeting the Lord.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
啊，这是第一面。
This is one side.
第二面呢,
the second part.
他讲的神就是爱。
It tells us that God is love.
所以一个人遇见了神, 一个亲近神的人呢。
And so it's when a person meets the Lord, they're close to the Lord.
你第二方面就尝到这个真正的爱的滋味。
Then you will always be in the position of love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
可以说啊，爱就是神的本质。
You can say that love is the very nature of God.
哎，你比方说这个台子，它的本质呢是木头。
For example, this pulpit, its nature is made of wood.
比方我们穿的衣服，它的本质就是棉纱或者是化学纤维。
And so for clothing, it's made of cotton or it's synthetic fibers.
啊，你比方我的手表或者这个杯子。
Or perhaps my watch or this cup.
它的本质呢就是不锈钢。
And so its original material is that it is metal.
那么神的本质是什么呢?
So what is God's nature?
神的本质就是爱。
God's nature is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
啊，那么什么是爱呢?
So what is love?
爱呀，那是从心情里边的感觉。
Love is this emotion within you.
它是一种情意。
It is this feeling within you.
这种的感觉，这种的情意啊，叫你感觉到甜甜美美的。
And this feeling causes you to feel sweet.
你好像吃了糖一样的，你感觉到很甘甜。
And so it's after when you eat a candy, you feel that it's so sweet.
所以当你爱一个人的时候啊，你里面呢，就觉得一个甜蜜蜜的感觉在里头的。
And so after you. When you love someone, you have this sweet feeling within you.
你心里面的感觉非常的舒畅。
And you feel so light.
感觉到非常的喜乐。
So joyful.
感觉到非常的甘甜。
So sweet.
有时候就会觉得很兴奋。
And sometimes you'll feel even very
joyful. 你知道吗？是当我们一个人真正遇见神和神交通了之后啊。
So when we truly meet the Lord,
这个经历神就经历到他的爱。
Then we have truly experienced His love.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你们呐和神祷告的时候
，Brothers, I don't know that when you pray to the Lord,
你去亲近神的时候
，That when you draw near to the Lord,
你有没有这种甜蜜蜜的感觉
？If you have the sweet feeling or not,
你叫主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊
，So you say, Lord, Lord.
其实你不一定要讲多少话的
，It's not that you can say too much.
你就是这么停留在主的跟前。
How can you stay before the Lord's
feet? 你叫叫主耶稣的名字。
And when you just say His name.
你想想主耶稣所做的事情。
And when you just enjoy what He has done.
你这样亲自主的时候，就叫你说甜美美的感觉的。
And so you have this really sweet feeling within you.
就像我们有时候诗歌说，耶稣，耶稣，请原谅我，将你的圣名日念千遍不住。
There's a song that says, Oh Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I say you're very... The very name 1,000 times a day.
也有的诗歌说耶稣你名何等甜美芬芳。
And so there are other hymns that say that Lord, your name is sweetest.
是当我们进到神面前和神交通的时候啊，这种甜美美的感觉就是尝到神的爱。
And so then when we experience the Lord's love, we have this sweet feeling inside.
叫你呀被吸引，愿意投到主耶稣的怀抱中。
So that you are attracted into the bosom of God.
他会叫你打开你的心，来把基督，让主耶稣在你的心中做主。
And so you want the Lord to be the Lord in your heart.
是一个没有认识神的人呢，他里面是没有爱的。
A person who does not know the Lord does not have this love.
一个不认识神的人呢，他里面充满的是和爱相反的那种恨。
And without the Lord, you are full of the opposite of love, which is hate.
或者是抱怨。
Or perhaps it's revenge.
或者是一种仇视。
Or if it's you want vengeance.
所以你看今天我们人和人之间的关系啊，就常常是充满这许多的东西的。
So you can see that between us, our relationships with people, we
无论在家庭里面。
Whether it's in the family,
在夫妻之间。
Or whether it's between husband and wife.
或者兄弟姊妹之间。
Or between siblings.
或者和同学之间。
Or between classmates.
甚至教会里面和弟兄姊妹之间。
Or between brothers and sisters.
如果我们不活在神面前。
If we don't live before the Lord,
你没有好好的亲近神,
and you do not draw close to the Lord,
你里面充满的就是这些仇恨的东西,
then within you, you're full of this hate.
虽然我们好像有的时候也好像有一点点爱,
even though sometimes it seems we have some love,
但是父母的儿女也要爱, 是,
but yet parents treat their kids with love.
男女之间交朋友也要爱, 是不是?
And there's also love between boyfriend and girlfriend.
但是呢，那个爱都是靠不住的。
But all that type of love cannot be.
那个爱常常会变质的。
And love can change.
圣经里面记载一件事情啊。
And in the Bible it recorded.
大卫一个儿子叫做暗嫩。
And David had a son called.
暗嫩啊。
暗嫩。
那么他呢？就喜欢他的一个妹妹
and he liked his sister
因为他的妹子啊长得很美丽
because his sister was very beautiful
所以千方百计的把他骗到了手
and so he cheated to get her
但是一骗到手之后呢又把他丢在一边
but once he got her he put her aside
并且恨他比爱他还要多
and his hatred for her is more than how he loves her
这个故事啊就讲到我们今天人类之间的情形
and this speaks of our condition
我们人与人之间啊你开始好像是有点爱的
and in the beginning it seems like you have love
但这个爱很容易变质
but this love can change
只要环境上一起变化
as soon as the environment changes
那个原来的爱就变成一种仇恨
then the human love changes into hatred
也变本加厉的这个产生了非常不好的结果
and it has a very bad outcome
啊，所以啊，圣经里面说我们人之间是没有真正的爱
so the Bible says there is no true love between humans
对吧一个人认识了神之后呢
but once we know the Lord
你才真正进入到什么叫做爱
then you truly experience what is love
我碰见过好多从中国大陆来的一些弟兄姊妹
And I know the brothers and sisters that came from China.
他们说啊，他们做见证。
And they testified.
啊，他们起初来到教会都是被勉强来的。
That they came to church by force.
或者是因为儿女啊，或者是因为其他的朋友啊，勉强把我们带到教会里面来听到。
Because their friends forced them to come here.
啊，我们呢来聚会呢也听不到，也听不懂什么。
And they didn't understand much.
但是我们聚会几次之后啊
But after a few meetings,
但是我们就发觉一个东西
that we discovered something.
是我们过去几十年呢从来没有碰到过的
that there's something we have not experienced.
那就是神的儿女中间所展现出来那个神的爱
that love was manifested amongst the brothers and sisters.
你看这许多人啊我们以前都不认识的
And these people we didn't know.
他竟然对我们这么关心，这么爱护。
And yet they care so much for us.
只要我们一有事情，他们就常常很关怀。
And all the little things they take care of.
他的这一种啊，好像这种东西，我们以往几十年了都没碰见，都没尝到过。
And we've never experienced this in so many years.
但是我们就在这里去碰见。
And but yet we experienced it here.
所以这个神就是爱。
That God is love.
我认识一个弟兄啊。
And I knew of a brother.
他从小的时候。
That when he was small.
他就失去了母亲。
He lost his mom.
啊，那么他父亲呢娶了一个继母。
And so his father married a remarried.
那么他自己的生母在世的时候啊。
And when his mom was alive,
他的父亲母亲都是非常的爱他
His parents loved him
当然把这个孩子当成宝贝
As his own child
但是自从他母亲去世父亲娶了这个继母之后呢
But when his father remarried
这个继母对他很不好。
The stepmom was not very good.
并且父亲受这个继母的影响呢，也对这个孩子也不好。
And the stepmom's influence on this child was not very
good. 所以他心里面很受伤。
So he was very hurt.
你看，原来连父亲的爱都会改变的啦。
And he realized that even his father's love can change.
亲生的父亲都不爱我了。
That his very own father does not love him.
世界上还有谁是我可以相信他呀？
Then who on earth will love him?
所以啊，他就从小觉得人之间是没有爱的。
So since he was young, he realized there is no love.
他就这么一个仇恨，在一个怀疑的环境里面长大。
So it is in this condition that he grew up.
因为他在学校里读书。
And in his studies.
因为他工作。
In his work.
他对所有的人呢都怀疑。
And he doubted all the people.
任何人他觉得没有。找不到爱。
He feels that there's no one.
他并且怀疑到一个地步。
To the point where.
他说我在汽车上过马路，我在马路上走路的时候啊。
That even when he was crossing the street.
他看见一个汽车，那这车子开过来呀。
He sees a car coming.
这汽车都要撞死我。
That he thinks that the car will crash him.
那么他看见他假设他跟他太太吵了架了。
And when he's in a fight.
他的连太太烧的菜都不敢吃的。
When he's cooking, he wouldn't dare to eat.
因为他刚刚跟我吵过架，大概他菜里面下了毒的。
Because he thinks that because we have fought, they would put poison in the food.
所以你看看这个人呐，因为他里面没有爱，充满怀疑呀。
And because he has no love, he's full of suspicion.
他对任何人都相信不过来。
And he cannot trust anyone.
所以他呢，就在这样一个环境呢，就变成神经兮兮的。
And so in this environment, he became a bit.
当我认识他的时候啊
And when I came to know him,
他已经在精神病院进进出出三次了
He has been in the insane asylum three times
后来他一个同事的太太把他请到教会里面来
And so he brought his wife to church
来听福音
To hear the gospel
那天晚上呢我们一个弟兄正在讲神的爱
And at that night we were talking about God's、
哦、
love
讲到神是怎么爱我
And how God loves us
讲到主耶稣怎么爱我们
And how Jesus loves us
他心里呢很受感动很受感动
And his heart was very touched
他说这个就是我一生所想要但是呢从来没要到的东西
And this is what I have been wanting for all my life but I have not found it
我一生缺少的就是这个爱
And all my life, what I've been missing.
我在这么多人这么多年，在这么多人中间呢，就从来没碰到过这个爱。
And then among so many people, I've never experienced love.
今天我听见了福音，这个耶稣是这样爱我们的。
But today, when I hear the gospel, I realize how much Jesus loves us.
所以那一天的心就是感动啊。
And oh, how his heart was melted.
他愿意继续来听。
And he continued to listen.
他以后接受主耶稣做救主。
And he received the Lord Jesus.
就当他受浸从水里面上来的时候啊。
And when he came up,
受浸从水里上来的。
When he was baptized.
他说天上那个神的爱就浇灌在他的心中啊。
And he said, God's love poured down from heaven.
他真是喜乐的不得了了。
And he was so full of joy.
他真是遇到神。
He truly met God.
他真是得到神了。
He truly received God.
他真是经历到神了。
And he experienced God.
所以等他的信主之后，他太太做见证说啊。
So after he believed, his wife testified.
我这个先生呢，自从信耶稣之后啊，我们全家人都蒙福了。
That once my husband has been baptized, our whole family has been blessed.
以前我们家里是天天争吵，天天争吵啊。
Every day, we used to fight every day.
他自从我先生信主耶稣之后呢，他说我们再也没争吵了。
But after my husband believed, we'd never fought.
所以我第一个我这个做太太的蒙福了。
So the first one that's blessed is me.
我的儿女也蒙福了。
And my children has been blessed.
因为我的先生啊，动不动就打孩子，骂孩子。
Because my husband used to beat my children.
叫这个儿女啊，真是痛苦不堪了。
And that I cannot bear to watch them.
但现在我先生一信主了之后啊。
But after he believed.
他不再打骂儿女。
He no longer hits the children.
我的儿女就蒙福了。
And so the children are blessed.
不但儿女蒙福了。
Not only the children.
我家的狗啊猫啊都蒙福了。
But even the dog and the cats are blessed.
因为以前都拿猫来出气拿狗来出气。
Because I used to take it out on the animals.
现在猫狗都蒙福了。
But even the cats and the dogs are blessed.
并且我家里的盘啊碗啊统统都蒙福了。
Even the plates and the bowls were blessed.
以前我们家里不晓得散布多少碗散布多少盘子。
Yeah, I used to throw and break many plates and bowls.
哎呀，自从我先生信了主，神的爱充满他以后。
But after my husband believed, oh, the Lord's love filled his heart.
So this 盘子碗呢，通通都蒙保全了，都不再受损坏了。
And no more places are damaged.
所以这个就讲到，我们经历神了之后啊，我们就尝到神的爱。
So this tells us that after we believe, we experience God's love.
那我现在呢，再进一步来讲到神到底怎样的爱我。
So the next thing we'll talk about is how God loves us.
神的爱到底为我们做了什么？
And what did God's love do for us?
我想第一件事情，我们讲到爱的寻找。
The first thing is love seeks.
神的爱啊，来寻找我们这些世上的人。
God's love seeks after men on earth.
在圣经里面，神对人头一次的呼唤。
And in the Bible, God'sFirst calling to the first human being.
就是当亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
It's when Adam and Eve sinned.
他们在躲避神。
And they were hiding from God.
把自己啊就躲在屋那个树林里头。
And they were hiding in the bush.
啊，所以神就来寻找他们。
And so God came to seek them.
你在哪里呀？
Where are you?
亚当夏娃，你们在哪里呀？
Adam Eve, where are you?
这个就是神在圣经当中向人所说的头一句话。
This is God's first time talking to you.
你在哪里呀？
Where are you?
你知道我们这些人啊，我们就常常躲避神的。
You know, as human beings, we're often hiding from God.
因着我们的罪恶。
Because of our sin.
因着我们亏欠神的荣耀。
Because we have fallen short of God.
所以我们就能很不好意思就躲避神。
And so ashamedly we hide from God.
神啊，就来寻找我们。
And so God came to seek us.
我就想起我小的时候啊。
And I remember when I was young.
大概那个时候我还不到十岁吧。
I was not 10 yet.
啊，有一次我母亲打我。
My mom hit me.
当然因为我不听话了。
Because I was not.
我母亲打我呢，我很不高兴。
And I was not happy.
所以我要离家出走了。
So I wanted to leave home.
我就离开家。
So I left.
那到哪里去呢？
Where did I go?
也没地方好去。
There was no place.
我就走到那个溪水旁边。
So I went by the coast.
把河那个河边呢。
By the river.
那么想想是不要跳水自杀算了吧。
And maybe I should just jump and suicide.
但是又不敢跳。
But I'm scared to jump.
又怕死。
And I'm scared of death.
回家去呢。
And if I go home.
又没面子。
I have no face.
你在家里逃出来了。
And I escaped from home.
你现在又回家去，不是很没有面子吗？
But if I go home, then isn't it?
天色慢慢天已经慢慢黑下来了。
And the day started to.
我在这个河边呢，走来走去，走了怎么办呢？
So I was wondering, what should I do?
哎呀，真是不晓得怎么办的时候。
And when I didn't know what to do.
我的叔叔就找来了。我的叔叔。
Oh, my uncle came.
我的叔叔找来了，他说啊，哎呀，你个孩子啊，你回去吧。
And my uncle said, my child, go home.
你知道你母亲是多么爱你的。
Do you know how much your mother loves you?
她骂你打你也是为了你好啊。
And your mom hits you because she loves you.
你回去想妈妈认个错就好了吗？
Just go and apologize.
所以我的叔叔啊，就用很多安慰的话呀，安慰我，就劝我回家去。
And with a lot of encouragement, my uncle led me home.
我到现在想起来，我也很感谢我的叔叔。
And come to think of it, I really thank my uncle.
因为如果不是我的叔叔这么的劝我回去，我还真是下不了台了。
Because if it were not for my uncle, I would not have.
你知道，我们的主耶稣啊，就是像我叔叔一样来寻找我们的罪人。
And the Lord Jesus is like my uncle came to seek
us. 你知道，一个人啊，当他远离神的时候，是多么的痛苦啊！
Do you know how 痛苦
非常难
受 how much suffering it is to leave the Lord?
是主耶稣来寻找我们，把我们从失落的光景当中找回来。
It is the Lord who came into darkness to seek us and bring us to light.
这个就是神的大爱。
This is God's love.
啊，所以神的爱第一件事情来寻找我们。
God, the first thing of God's love is.
第二件事情呢，他为我们解决一切问题。
His love solved all of our problems.
我们的主耶稣基督啊，他真是体贴入微，很柔细的。
And our Lord Jesus, He is meek and humble.
体贴我们，关心我们。
He sympathizes with us and.
你知道我们人在地上呢，有许多许多难处。
We have many problems on earth.
我们人身上背负了很多很多的重担。
And we have bore much burden.
就好像我们欠债一样。
As if we have debt.
你知道我们一个人欠很多的债啊。
You know we owe a lot.
你也许说，我从来没向人家借过钱。 我没欠过任何人的债。
You can say, I've never borrowed from people, I don't owe anyone anything.
但是圣经怎么说啊？
But what does the Bible say?
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
And has fallen short of God's glory.
这没有讲到亏欠神之先。
And before talking about falling short of God's glory.
我就常常体会到我们都是亏欠太多的人。
I've experienced owing many people too much.
我到现在想起来啊，我觉得我最亏欠的是我的父母亲。
And I owe my parents.
我的父母亲呢，真是非常的爱我的。
My parents really love me.
母亲在那常常打我们，也是很爱我的。
And my mom hits us because she loves us.
他们爱我，老辛辛苦苦的把我拉拔长大。
And with much toil, they brought us up.
我们家境也不是很丰富，但是他们让我好好的读书。
And although we're not very rich, but they brought us to study.
那我在家里是长子，第一个孩子。
And I am the firstborn.
所以我父母呢，很盼望我长大成人之后呢，照顾我的弟弟妹妹。
So my parents really hope that when I grow up, I will take care of the younger sons.
但是等到我后来就从大陆到了台湾。
But afterwards, I went from Mainland China to Taiwan.
等到我可以照顾我弟弟妹妹们的时候呢，我的父母亲已经不在了。
By the time I was able to take care of my younger siblings,
所以我一生想起来，我就是最遗憾的事情呢，就是没有报答我父母养育之恩。
And my biggest regret is not able to repay my parents' care.
我非常亏欠我的父母亲。
I really owe my parents.
第二个呢，我亏欠我的太太，我的妻子。And
I owe my wife.
因为我跟她结婚之后啊，我常常没有给她过很好的生活。Because
after we married, we didn't live a very good life.
有的时候也会在争吵。And
sometimes I fight with her.
常常会在一些小事情呢，就闹得不愉快。And
because of small matters, we're not happy.
所以我想起我给我的太太没有那样很幸福的日子过呢，我就觉得很亏欠她，亏欠她很多。
And I feel like I owe her a lot because we fought a lot.
我也亏欠了四位许多许多的人。
And I also owe a lot of people.
因为神拯救了我。
Because God has taught me.
在我身上应该展现出神的荣耀和神的爱。
And in me, I should manifest God's glory.
叫我四围的人都能够因我而蒙福。
And others around me should be blessed.
但是呢。 我只是常常没有好的见证。
But often I don't have good testimony.
这四位的人呢，并不能够从我身上得到一些帮助。
And others around me don't get help from me.
所以我觉得真是亏欠了我四位许多许多的人。
So I feel I owe many people.
那最大的亏欠。
But the biggest owing.
是亏欠了我的神。
That I owe my God.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
你想，我们这个人所以被造，是为了彰显神的荣耀的。
The purpose of why we're created is to manifest God's glory.
但是我们没有彰显出神的荣耀来。
But when we don't manifest God's glory,
就好像一个大学教授啊。
It's as if like a professor.
他是比方说一个教数学的老师。
A math. Professor.
那么他的儿子呢，数学考得不及格。
And his son failed.
你想，这个都亏欠了他的父亲的荣耀啊。
Think of how the son has owed the dad.
人家说你还是个在大学里教数学的。
And you teach math in university.
结果你自己的孩子数学都没考及格，你看看。
But even your own child fails math.
你想想，多么叫父亲失去荣耀啊！
Think of how much the
你知道，今天我们这些人呢，就常常亏欠了神的荣耀。
And we men often fall short of God.
所以你想想看，今天我们人在地上为什么那么痛苦啊？
And why do we suffer so much?
就是因为我们亏欠了太多的人。
Because we owe too many people too many things.
这个欠的债务啊，就像那个千斤重担压在我们的身上。
And the debt is a heavy burden.
你就没有喜乐日子好过了。
And you don't have a good life.
我认识一个朋友。
And I know of a friend.
他在台湾的时候做生意啊，他
He did a business in Taiwan and owed a lot of people money.
因为他把别人借了很多的钱呢, 他就生意亏空了就还不出来。
Because once he borrowed it, he could not pay back.
所以那个时候那些债主啊, 个个都来讨债啊, 要他的命了。
And a lot of people came after his life because he couldn't pay.
他一个老朋友啊, 他说, 如果你不还我的债, 我就死在你们门口。
And an old friend said, if you cannot pay, I will die at your door.
所以这个欠债的朋友呢怎么办怎么办, 他偷偷地跑到美国来了。
So this person escaped to America.
你说一个欠别人债还不出来的人多么痛苦啊。
And you know how much suffering it is to not able to pay.
这个就是今天, 所以我们人在这个地上没有喜乐的日子。
And this is why we don't have happy lives.
我们笑也是勉强的笑一笑的。
And our smiles are forced.
啊, 真正快乐是没有的。
And real joy there's none.
感谢主耶稣。
But thank Lord Jesus.
他来为我们背负了各样的重担。
He came to pay all of our sins.
圣经里面说, 主耶稣是谁? 他是天天背负我们重担的主。
He is the Lord that has paid all of our debts.
他把我们所欠的债务啊, 统统拿过去, 放在他自己的肩膀上。
And he has carried all of the burdens on his own shoulders.
他挑起我们的重担。
He has carried our burdens.
他这就是主耶稣为什么要钉十字架的缘故。
And this is why Lord Jesus had to be nailed on the cross.
许多人说, 你们信耶稣啊, 这是, 你耶稣既然是神的儿子, 那么大的能力。
And many say, oh, your Lord Jesus is so mighty.
但他要救我们嘛, 用一个小指头把我们一勾就从, 这海里勾上来了是不是?
He can easily use his pinky to save us.
他为什么还要他上十字架去替我们死呢?
And why does he have to be nailed on the cross to die?
不是多此一举吗?
Isn't it to...
多此一举?
Extravagant?
所以这个就是啊, 因为我们的主, 我们的神是公义的神。
Because our God is a righteous God.
他为了要救我们过平安喜乐的日子,
because he wants us to have a peaceful
and happy life. 他必须解决我们许多许多的问题。
He needs to solve all our problems.
把千斤重担都挑过去, 搁在他自己的肩膀上。
And carry all the burdens on his own shoulders.
这就是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
他替我们还债。
He helped us pay the debt.
他替我们背负一切的担子。
He solved all of our problems.
这叫我们能够享受到在主面前平安和喜乐。
That we may experience his peace.
第三件事情,
the third thing,
这个神的大爱啊, 就叫他能够照顾我们, 体贴我们, 引领我们一生的道路。
That his great love is able to sympathize with us and guide us all the way.
诗篇23篇, 也就圣经讲得非常好。
Psalm 23 expresses very well.
我想你们大家都很熟悉的啊。
And I believe you're very familiar with
it.
The Lord is my shepherd.
他是我的灵魂苏醒。
He is the shepherd of my soul.
然后呢, 为自己的名引导我走义路。
And for his own name's sake, he guides us.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷,
although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
也不怕遭害。
I shall not fear.
因为他的杆, 他的杖都安慰我。
Because his rod and his staff comforts me.
因为他与我同在。
Because he is with me.
啊, 我们人在地上啊, 我们常常碰见许多的试炼。
And often on earth we experience a lot of trials.
我们很多时候我们迷失的, 我们会迷失方向。
And we go off track.
啊, 像迷羊一样。
Like sheep.
啊, 所以我们动不动呢, 我们走走走动不动我们不晓得掉到一个陷坑里面去了。
And when walking we fall into a ditch.
所以今天我们在座的许多的青年朋友, 青年弟兄姊妹们,
And so brothers and sisters,
我们必须要知道, 今天这个世界上啊, 就充满了陷阱网楼的。
We need to know that there's lots of wiles and schemes.
我们人生道路上一不小心, 这世界上就充满各样的败坏的那些陷坑。
And if we're not careful, we'll fall into these traps.
圣经里面说啊, 这个撒旦啊, 就像捕鸟人的网络一样。
And the Bible says the enemy is like
这个捕鸟人的网络啊,
the bird's nest.
哎, 那么他就是张开这个网络啊, 想把我们网到, 想把我们像小鸟一样, 就网到他的网络里面去了。
And then using his net, he wants to pull us in.
所以啊, 我们这一生当中, 不知道会碰见多少的试探, 多少的难处。
So we don't know how many trials and traps will fall into.
感谢主耶稣，是主耶稣他在这里引领我们。
But thank Lord Jesus, He is the one guiding us.
当我们走走真要掉到陷阱里面去的时候,
the one we're about to fall into the trap.
主耶稣他为自己的名引导我们走义路。
But for His own name's sake, He brings us back.
把我们在迷路上转回过来。
And He turns us back.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们如果没有主耶稣的话呀，
mm-hmm. That if we don't have Lord Jesus, at any time we can fall.
是主耶稣基督他保护我们，他看顾我们，他提起我们。
And it is the Lord Jesus who guards us and protects us and watches us.
把我们从死荫幽谷里边呢，再寻找回来。
That from the ditch he brought us back.
就是这样碰见仇敌。
And even if we face the enemy,
我们也不怕。
We shall not fear.
因为他要在仇敌跟前呢，为我摆设宴席。
Because he will set a table before the enemy.
我想象我这一生的日子啊,
and I think that all my life,
从年轻的时候到现在年老,
from young up till now,
我幸亏信了主耶稣了,
I'm so thankful I believe in
the Lord. 他保守我,
he protects us,
让我免去跌入许多的陷阱里边,
and prevents me from falling into traps.
我也真不知道，不敢，真是不敢想象啊！啊，我这个人怎么还能够从年轻到现在还能够活得平平安安？
And I don't know how I made it through from young to now safely.
碰见许多的危机，碰见许多的试炼。
And through all the trials and testing.
我回过头去看一看啊。
And looking back.
都是我们的主耶稣这个好牧人啊。
It is all our Lord Jesus the
shepherd. 他引导我的义路。
And he has led my way.
当我经过死荫幽谷的时候,
and when I have passed through,
他来扶持我,
he came to support me.
当我碰见跟仇敌打仗的时候,
and when I have faced the enemies,
有的时候几乎我站不住，我非垮掉垮下来不可。
To the point where I almost can't bear it.
感谢主啊, 他在仇敌面前为我摆设宴席了。
But in the presence of the enemy, he set a table.
所以感谢主啊，我回过头去一看呢，真是谢谢主耶稣基督，在我一生当中，他这么引领我、看顾我。
So looking back, I thank the Lord Jesus for guiding me and protecting me.
所以有主耶稣基督做牧人的弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters, having the Jesus as Lord.
如果你碰见难处，
if you have faced hardship,
你不要害怕。
Don't fear.
如果你碰见仇敌来陷害你，
if you see the enemy coming to attack you,
你不要惧怕,
don't fear.
你要在信心当中说,
you have to be, say in faith,
感谢主让我遇见难处,
thank Lord that I have faced hardship.
我相信神要在仇敌跟前给我摆设宴席了。
I believe the Lord will set a table before the enemy.
弟兄姊妹好不好啊?
Brothers and sisters, will you?
每一次你碰见难处的时候,
every time you face hardship,
你碰见了应付不过去的环境的时候,
when you face something that you cannot overcome,
你要赞美神说,
you need to praise God.
神啊，我相信你， 你正在仇敌跟前， 要为我摆设宴席了。
God, I believe that you will set a table before the enemy.
你这样的，在任何环境当中都能够喜乐赞美。
And that all around you can praise.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank Lord Jesus.
他又要在仇敌跟前给我摆设宴席了。
That again he will set a table before the enemy.
叫我享受他的丰富。
That I may experience his
abundance. 让我的头满了膏油。
And that my head will be anointed.
哎呀，这是多么美好的事情啊！
This is such a beautiful thing.
这就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
还有第四点。
The fourth point.
这个爱到极点的爱呀， 爱到极点， 爱到最终的点。
Oh, love to the uttermost.
爱到极点的爱呀， 就是他用一生一世， 他用恩惠慈爱随着我。
That he will love me with an everlasting love.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。 还是诗篇23。 还有我且要住在耶和华的殿中，
and I will dwell in the temple of the Lord,
直到永远，
all the days of my life forever.
所以神的爱最终的最好的到极点了，就要我们永永远远住在他的殿中。
And the love to the uttermost is that we live and dwell in the Lord's temple forever.
这一生一世，神恩惠慈爱随着我呀。
And his loving kindness and mercy.
让我住在神的殿中。
It allows me to live and dwell in
his temple. 你知道什么叫做住在殿中啊?
Do you know what it means to live in his temple?
这个住在神的殿中，就进到神的丰富的里面。
It is to enter into abundance of God.
就进到神为我们预备的那个极其丰富的境界里边。
It is to enter into the abundance of what he has prepared for us.
我们知道最有福的一件事情呢，就是和神同住在一起。
And the most blessed thing is to live with the Lord.
我们回想当初亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面的故事啊。
And when we think back of the story of Adam and Eve.
什么叫做伊甸园啊？
What does it mean, garden?
伊甸园就是和神同住在一起的地方。
Eden is a place where you live with God.
那么亚当和夏娃一住在伊甸园呢？
And when Adam and Eve lived there.
第一件事情。
The first thing.
神是供应他们的源头。
That God is their head.
所以呢，亚当不愁吃不愁穿的。
That Adam lacks no clothing or
各样的丰富都是神供应他们的。
All the abundance is supplied by God.
不需要自己担心的。
They don't have to worry.
第二呢,
Secondly,
神也是喜乐的源头。
And God is the supply, source of supply, joy, source of joy.
那个伊甸的意思就是喜乐。
Eden means joy.
所以你只要住在神里边呢, 神就是你的喜乐。
So when you live in God, God is your joy.
有他不需要别的原因，你都能够喜乐的。That
no matter what happens, He is your joy.
我们诗歌里面有一首诗歌啊，叫做《无穷喜乐的原因》。In
the hymn, there's a song called.
他是无穷喜乐的原因。He
is the purpose for joy. Of endless joy.
他就不需要任何原因啊，都能有他就能够喜乐。
That with no reason, because of him, we can be joyful.
还有呢, 神也是亚当夏娃的保护。
And God is also Adam and Eve's bodyguard.
所以亚当夏娃要住在伊甸园里边呢, 不怕仇敌的攻击。
So Adam and Eve, they don't have to fear the enemy.
今天这个世界啊, 需要发展武器。
Today, we need weapons.
每一个国家都要加强这个武器, 这样的能够有最好的武器出现。
And every country, they want to produce the best weaponry.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面呢, 不需要任何的武器。
But Adam and Eve, they don't need any weapons.
因为神就是的保护。
Because God is their protection.
他们都不怕任何的事件。
They don't fear any situation.
所以你看, 住在神的同在里面是多好的一件事情啊。
So it's such a wonderful thing to live in.
今天我们的失败，我们的软弱，就是因为失去了神的同在。
And today our weaknesses and our failure is to not live in God's
presence. 你只要住在神的同在里边呢，那真是什么都很好。
And it is so good when you can live in the presence of God.
这难怪作诗的人说啊。
No wonder the psalmist said.
在你殿中住一日，胜似在别处住千日。
That it is better one day in your course than thousands elsewhere.
我宁可在神殿中看门呐，我也不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里面。I'd
rather be a doorkeeper at the temple of God than somewhere else.
哎呀，这句话真好啊。
And this is such a good verse.
在神的殿宇当中住一日啊，胜似在别处住千日。
It is better one day in his house than thousands elsewhere.
所以啊，你只要和神同住在一起。
As long as you dwell with the Lord.
比那般没有神的人呐，就是活上一百年、一千年，你都要超过他们。
You exceed those who live a thousand years on earth and don't have God.
反过来,
but on the reverse,
如果你没有住在神里边，你就是活上千年、半年，也都是白白浪费掉。
That even if you can live thousands of years, but you don't have God, it's a waste.
所以人生的价值不在于你活多少年。
So a person's worth is not dependent on how long you can live.
那是看你住在主里边有多少年。
But it depends on how many years you have lived in the Lord.
这句话你们能够都能够听进去。
And I hope you can hear this.
在神的殿中住一日，胜似在别处住千日。
One day in his courts is better than thousands elsewhere.
那神的殿中呢, 还有祭坛。
And in the temple there's altar.
所以这个作诗人说啊, 在你祭坛那里啊, 麻雀为自己找到房屋。
And on the altar the sparrows can find a home.
燕子呢, 为自己找到报雏之窝。
And the sparrows can find a nest.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是很有经历的话哦。
This is a very experienced.
我们读圣经真是读不懂啊。
And oftentimes when we leave Bible, we don't know.
这个祭坛是整天烧着火的。
And the altar, it's all day it's burning.
那祭坛上的火都不熄灭的。
And the fire does not diminish.
你这个麻雀怎么能够在祭坛这里打窝呢？
So how can the sparrow find home there?
我们想麻雀打窝嘛，打在树林里边啊，或者拿一个稻草堆里边啊，或者是安全的地方，是不是？
And sparrows often find their nest in the trees or somewhere safe.
怎么在烧着火的那个祭坛上麻雀来打窝呢？
So how can a sparrow find a home in on the fiery altar?
那么在我们基督的经历上正是这样。
But in our own experience, it is like this.
所以这里讲麻雀燕子，就讲到我们这些卑微渺小的人呐。
So the sparrow speaks of us, little weak people.
你晓不晓得，我们这些渺小就像麻雀一样。
You know that we are small like the sparrow.
这个麻雀，你看在电线杆上好多麻雀，根本就不值几分钱。
And the sparrows on the trees, they're not worth 1 cent.
我们常常觉得我自己像一个孤单的麻雀。And
I feel like I am a lonely sparrow.
我这个人谁也看不起我。
And people don't look up to me.
我在世界上算不得什么。
And I'm not worth much in this world.
但是呢，我们这个孤单的麻雀、渺小的麻雀，竟然能够在神的殿中、在祭坛这里找到房屋。
But this little sparrow is able to find home in the house of God.
这个祭坛就讲到主耶稣基督的十字架了。
And this altar speaks of the Lord's
所以我们来到主耶稣的十字架底下。 So
when we come beneath the cross of Jesus,
主耶稣的宝血遮盖我们。And
his blood come upon us.
我们也愿意把自己献在神面前。And
we're willing to offer ourselves.
祭坛就是奉献的地方。Then
the altar becomes
在任何情况中。
That under all,
只要你肯把自己奉献在祭坛上，
as long as you're willing to put yourself on the altar，
在主的十字架跟前把自己奉献给神，
that beneath before the cross you offer yourself to God，
你立刻就得到安息了。
Immediately you will find comfort。
你这个孤单的麻雀，你这个渺小的燕子啊，你这里找到了饱足之物了。
And you, the little sparrow, will be able to find encouragement.
也就生命在你身上繁生出来了。
And life comes out of you.
生命在你身上增加了。
And life increases in you.
生命在你身上长大了。
And life grows in you.
所以这个就是神的大爱。
So this is God's great love.
所以啊，我们觉得这些情形当中呢，我们经历神就是爱。
So here we experience God is love.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们信主，我们信靠神了。 不是在头脑里边，也不是在圣经知识里边。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that our understanding is not just up here or in the Bible.
我们就要在生活当中来经历它。
But in life, we experience Him.
让我们真正经历神的就是蒙神的光照。
That what we truly experience is God's light.
并且享受神的大爱。
And we experience His great love.
我们如果天天活在神的光里边。
That every day we live in His light.
我们天天享受神的爱。
Every day we enjoy His love.
我们的生命呢，就会越过越长进。
And our life it will grow.
这叫做神就是光。
And this is God is light.
神就是爱。
God is love.
好，我们交通到这里。
We'll stop here.
我们请太太子念带我们祷告。
We'll ask Titus to pray for us.